It's good to see all your faces. If you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We're going to talk about the first 25 verses here. It's kind of complex, kind of difficult. I won't go into too much detail. Paul's going to talk about tongues, the gift of tongues, and the gift of prophecy. Now, if you haven't heard anyone speak in tongues, it sounds like they're speaking a foreign language. Sometimes in the Bible, they're speaking in tongues and it is a foreign language. Sometimes it's what they call the tongues of angels. Where it's unintelligible, nobody can understand it. Sometimes it can be interpreted by someone else who's given the gift to interpret it. Paul here is going to talk about when it's appropriate to have those kinds of tongues that are unintelligible, that no one can understand. Here, the first few verses of the chapter. Verses 1 to 5, we'll read them first in English and then in Chinese. So I'm reading from the ESV here. Read along with me. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men, but to God, for no one understands him. But he utters mysteries in the Spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. Now I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be built up.
好，我们现在用中文来读。你们要追求爱，也要热切地渴慕属灵的恩赐，特别是先知讲道的恩赐。原来那说方言的不是对人说，而是对神说。 因为没有人能听得懂，他是在灵里讲奥秘的事。但那讲道的人是对人讲说，使他们得着造就、安慰和劝勉。那说方言的是造就自己，但那讲道的是造就教会。我愿意你们都说方言，但我更愿意你们都讲道，因为那说方言的
如果不翻译出来，使教会得着造就，就远不如那讲道的了。Let's pray.
我们一起低头。
Father in heaven, you are great, and you have done great and awesome things.
哦，我们天上的阿爸父啊，你是何等的伟大，你做奇妙的事。
And how we love to come before you with songs of praise and adoration.
让我们来到你的面前，用诗歌、用敬拜、用赞美。
It's by your grace, by your mercy that we are here.
因着你的恩典和怜悯，我们能够在这里。
And Lord, by your grace, would you give us understanding of your word?
因着你的恩典，请你给我们能够理解你的话语。
That we could understand more clearly who you are and what it means to follow you.
让我们更深地认识你，我们能够跟随你。
That we could continue to be transformed.
我们的生命能够持续地被你改变。
That this week we could honor you.
我们这个礼拜的生活，这个星期的生活能够荣耀你的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Pop star Selena Gomez. I'm sure the young people know Selena Gomez. She had a popular song a couple of years ago titled, I Want You to Know.
流行歌星 Selena Gomez, 年轻人可能都知道，她几年前有一首非常流行的英文歌叫做我想要你让你知道。
And I have a few words from the song, and poor Lynn had a horrible time trying to translate them.
我要在这里把其中的几句歌词拿出来。
Because they don't make any sense at all.
因为这个歌词实在是没有什么讲不通，没有什么意义。
I'm slipping down a chain reaction. Here I go, here I go, here I go. Once again, I'm yours in fractions. Takes me down, pulls me down, pulls me down low.
我翻得很不好，我不知道怎么翻啊。他说，我因为一个连锁的反应滑落深渊，但我确实能放手，我离去，我离去。又一次，我是你的一部分，这让我不停地下坠，一直到情绪的低谷。I tried to make it more sense.
How do you slip down a chain reaction?
你怎么会因为一个连锁的反应而滑落深渊呢？
And why does that cause you to be fractioned?
那又怎么会使你成为一部分的你呢？
I got the strong impression she just needed two words that rhymed.
其实你知道，她只是想要有两个押韵的字而已。
She sounds so confident when she sings it that I really want to believe there's something coherent there.
她唱的时候这么的自信，使得我想要相信这些歌词凑在一起能够清楚地表达什么。
But it's not, and the rest of the song is equally nonsensical.
但她并没有，其实其余的部分歌词也同样的没有意义。
Here's a song by Major Lazer. I'm not familiar with Major Lazer, titled Lean On.
有一首歌是超级雷射光乐团的，题目叫做倚靠。
Blow a kiss, fire a gun, we need someone to lean on.
我是这么翻译的，抛一个吻，开一枪，我们需要有人依靠。
What? This song doesn't make any sense either.
这首歌也是讲不通。
Back when I was in college, there was a very popular song titled To the One I Love.
我上大学的时候也有一首歌非常流行，叫做《我爱的人》。
And the first line of the song is, this one goes out to the one I love.
他第一句是这么唱的。
And you heard it on the radio again and again and again.
这一首出去我爱的人，你在收音机里面可以听到一遍又一遍。
But if you read any of the lyrics of the song, you realize it is not a love song at all.
如果你仔细地看歌词，其实这并不是一首爱情歌曲。
In fact, it's very insulting and mean and hateful.
其实它非常的刻薄，而且是有带有侮辱性和恨意的。
And a magazine interviewed the singer and said, people think it's a love song.
有杂志访问这个歌手说，大家以为这是一首爱情歌曲。
He said, actually, it's incredibly violent.
他说其实这是令人难以置信的暴力。
It's very clear that it's about using people over and over again.
很显然的，他只是在讲关于怎么样一次又一次的利用别人。
But it's probably better just to think it's a love song at this point. Let them think that.
还是让他们以为这是一首爱情歌曲好了，这样子或许在此时此刻是更好一些。
After all, they were making a lot of money.
之后他们就赚了很多钱。
People would hear the first line, this goes out to the one I love, and they would think of their loved one and just get swept away.
当他们听了第一句以后，他们觉得这就是一首爱情歌，所以他们的情绪被带走了，就觉得说，我真的是在爱中。
Now this sort of thing happens all the time.
这样的事其实层出不穷。
And we all know what it's like to be swept away with emotion and passion.
我们知道，当我们被情绪冲昏头脑的时候
，Suddenly the words don't really matter.
忽然间，这个话语就无关紧要。
It can happen in church as well.
这样的事也可以发生在教会。
It was happening in the Corinthian church.
在哥林多教会就曾经发生过。
They would have great worship, but it would be unintelligible. Nobody understood what they were saying.
敬拜非常的棒，但是他们所说的话没有人能够明白。
So Paul warns the church, be careful, don't do this.
所以保罗警告教会说，你们要小心。
Said the words really matter.
神的话非常重要。
Tell them our worship needs to be intelligible, our public worship.
在我们的公开和团体的敬拜中，我们所说的话要容易让别人明白。
Why? Why is it so important to be intelligible?
为什么这么重要呢？让人容易明白这么重要呢？
Because what unites us is the promise, the truth of God's word.
使我们合一的其实是神的真理和神的话。
Emotion and passion are not what unite us.
情感和激情不是使我们合一的原因。
We want the emotion, of course, we want the passion, we love to sing with great passion.
当然我们需要激情，当我们歌唱的时候，我们需要有情感。
But it's his very clear, intelligible word that allows us to do that.
这种容易让人明白的神的话才能够使我们有情感。
If you want to build a fire in your house, first you need a strong fireplace.
如果你在家里要生火的话，你首先需要一个很坚固的壁炉。
Anybody can light a fire, but how is it going to benefit you if you do not have a rock solid wall around it?
任何人都可以把火点燃，但是如果你没有一个坚固的壁炉，这对你有什么好处呢？
Paul says here, brothers, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I benefit you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching?
弟兄们，你们想想，如果我到你们那里去，只说方言，不向你们讲有关启示、知识、预言或教训的话，那我对你们有什么益处呢？
Otherwise, he says, it's like taking a beautiful instrument if I just went and banged on that piano and made noise.
如果你用一个漂亮的乐器，只能制造出一些噪音。
If even lifeless instruments such as the flute or harp or piano do not give distinct notes, how will anyone know what is played?
甚至那些没有生命却能发声的东西，比如说箫或者琴，如果音调不分，怎么使人知道所演奏的是什么呢？
You just make noise, it'll confuse people, it'll have the opposite effect of what you intend.
你只是发出噪音，使人困扰，而且适得其反。
Paul also compares it to having a strong army, but giving them, giving them nonsensical commands.
保罗又用一个强大的军队来比喻说，如果你给他一个没有讲不通的命荒唐的命令，他只能产生反效果。
You know, the army will give signals using their bugle.
军队里面会用这个吹号声来给一个信号。
And if they can't give a clear signal, it will create confusion.And have the opposite of what's intended.
如果你没有给一个清楚的指令的话，就会造成混乱。
And if the bugle gives an indistinct sound, who will get ready for battle?
如果军号所发的声音不清楚，谁会准备作战呢？
Because when we get together, when we gather together for worship, what unites us gives us a blessing of.Passion is the intelligible truth of God's word.
当我们聚集在一起公开敬拜的时候，能给我们带来祝福的是那种能够清楚明白、让人明白的话。
So what is the place for the unintelligible tongues?
那听不懂的方言有什么用处呢？
Paul says in verse 18 that he speaks in tongues more than any of them.
保罗在第十八节说，他其实用方言祷告比哥林多教会任何一个人都多。
But he says, "Don't do it in public worship."
但他说不要在一个团体公开的敬拜里面。
That means he does it in his private prayer life, his private worship.
这说明他只在他自己个人私下的祷告里面。
I would give it as an example of Romans 8, where he says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness." For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, as the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
我用罗马书八章二十六到二十七节来做一个例子。罗马书八章这样说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Now, I've never spoken in tongues.
我从来没有说过方言。
I have people, I have teachers that I greatly respect that I know speak in tongues.
有许多我十分敬重的老师，他们用方言祷告。
For example, Wayne Grudem, he wrote Systematic Theology that I know many of you have studied.
比如说，韦恩·古登，他是系统神学的作者，你们当中可能不少人学习过这本书。
I haven't spoken in tongues, but I certainly have done the groaning and the moaning in prayer when I don't know what to say.
我虽然没用方言祷告过，但是当我祷告的时候，我几乎不知道说什么话的时候，我只能用叹息来代替。
So in private, we can have the more unintelligible, the really passionate struggle before God.
在私下的祷告中，你当然可以用更充满激情的方式来为你个人的难处祷告，以至于在困难里面痛苦呻吟。
But Paul says clearly, do not do it in your public worship.
但是不要在一个团体公开的敬拜中说方言。
It could actually have the opposite effect of what's intended.
这样有的时候确实有反效果。
Let me explain. If it's foggy outside, if you can't see clearly, there could be some wolves hiding there in the fog, right?
让我解释一下，如果你走在一个雾蒙蒙的天气，可能会有一些狼躲在那里面。
We don't like the fog. I mean, sometimes it's beautiful, but you get my picture. We don't like the fog because of what could be hiding there. We want the sunshine. You can see clearly for miles.
我们不喜欢有雾的天气，当然有的时候雾当然很美，但是我们希望是在阳光底下看得清楚。
We want blue sky sunshine so the shepherd and the sheepdog can see clearly and protect the sheep.
在阳光明媚的天气，牧羊人和牧羊犬能够看得清楚，可以保护羊群。
When our worship or when our teaching is foggy, is unclear, there are fuzzy, vague words, it's dangerous.
如果我们的教导是非常的模糊不清、混乱的时候，甚至不知所云，可能会很危险。
Bad teaching, bad teachers, even wolves can hide behind very foggy, vague words.
一些非常糟糕的教导，甚至就像狼一样，可以躲在这个雾的后面。
The Corinthian church had some very messy teaching.
哥林多教会有一些非常混乱的神学。
Remember they had factions and power struggles.
记得他们有结党纷争。
Remember in chapter 5, there was a man who was sleeping with his father's wife.
在第五章讲到一个男人和他的继母同居。
And the church was not rebuking him at all, said they were proud.
教会没有责备他们，反而。
So if you ask the church, can you explain grace? Can you explain the doctrine of God's grace? They would have given a messy answer.
如果你问他们什么是神的恩典，他们给你的答案是非常模糊的。
They'd give a foggy answer about just tolerating people and being nice and not judging people.
可能是似是而非的答案，就是恩典就是要对人友善啦，要宽容啦，还要不要论断。
We say, wait, that's not right. That's not the gospel.
这不是恩典，这也不是神的福音。
The loving thing to do is to rebuke them and tell them to repent.
真正凭着爱心来对他们说诚实话，然后对他们来责备他们才是对的。
So bad theology can hide in the fog.
糟糕的神学可以模棱两可，似是而非。
It doesn't matter how passionate their worship was, it can't cover over that kind of messiness.
不管他们的敬拜是如何的有激情，充满感情，但是还是不能掩盖他们神学上的错误。
You know what else can hide in the fog?
你知道还有什么可以是似是而非的吗？
Demons.
鬼魔。
Paul here quotes Isaiah here in verse 21. By people of strange tongues, this is out of the book of Isaiah, he's speaking to Israel through the prophet Isaiah. By people of strange tongues, by the lips of foreigners, will I speak to this people.
在这里二十一节保罗引用了以赛亚书，是以赛亚先知对以色列人说的话，主说我要借着说别种话的人用外国人的嘴唇对这民说话，虽然这样他们还是不听我。
In Isaiah's day, in Jerusalem there was lots of passionate worship.
在耶路撒冷其实有非常多充满激情的敬拜崇拜。
The people would fast, and they would pray, and they would offer sacrifices.
他们会进食，他们会唱诗，他们也会献祭。
God said, "You're making me sick."
Sorry.
He told them they were making him nauseated.
他说这是让他们恶心，这是让他恶心的事。
Because their worship was mixed with idolatry, worshiping idols.
因为他们把这些与偶像崇拜混在一起。
And they were not obeying God. They were oppressing the poor.
他们没有顺服上帝，没有听从上帝。
And he said, "Some of these idols you're worshiping, they're actually demons."
在不知不觉中，他们敬拜的这些偶像，其实是在敬拜鬼魔。
So God brought judgment upon them.
所以上帝要审判他们。
The judgment came through the lips of foreigners in a language they didn't understand.
这审判就是。要借着外国人用外国人外国的语言，他们听不懂的话来对他们说话。
God says, "If you insist on worshiping me with nonsense, if you're going to worship me in such a messy way that includes demons, then I'm going to judge you for it."
如果你们继续这样荒谬的来敬拜上帝，甚至崇拜这个鬼魔，这就是你们的结局。
You're going to worship me with nonsense and babble, then I am going to judge you with babble, with foreign language.
如果你是用这样听不懂的话语，或者是听荒谬的方式来敬拜我的话，我就要让你们来用听不懂的话来审判你们。
And all that's to say, Paul was telling the Corinthian church, "Be careful."
以上这些，保罗都是要告诉。哥林多教会要多加小心。
By being careful, he says, be intelligible.
小心的意思就是说，你要说让人容易明白的话。
Both in your teaching and in your worship. Ezekiel had a great vision of God.
你还记得在旧约当中，先知以西结看到上帝的异象吗？
Spectacular vision of God coming on clouds surrounded by lightning and thunder.
非常壮观的景象，上帝在一朵闪耀的火焰的云中显现。
And he came on a flying chariot carried by four creatures.
他在由四个活物拉着的飞行的战车中。
Seraphim or angel.Had four faces, a lion, an ox, an eagle, and a man.
每个活物各有四个面孔，分别是狮子、牛、鹰和人的。
And each creature had four wings with hands under them.
每个活物有四个翅膀，在翅膀下都有人的手。
And they were flying, carrying God's throne.
他们飞行着，然后拉着神的宝座。
And under each creature was two spinning wheels, and the wheels were covered with eyes.
四个活物的旁边都有旋转的轮子，的下面都有旋转的轮子，轮子上布满了眼睛。
He said the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels.
活物的灵是在轮子的里面。
Absolutely, just spectacular and bizarre.
非常壮观的景象，不是吗？
He said above the creatures was like a sea of crystal.
在活物的头顶上有水晶的海。
And then there was God's throne.
其上有宝座。
He said God's legs were like fire.
在坐宝座的腰以下有仿佛像火的形状。
And up from his waist, it was like gleaming metal, like enclosed fire.
他的腰以上有仿佛关耀的金睛，周围都有火的形状。
And when it got to God's face, his head, the prophet was just at a loss for words.
以西结甚至没有尝试去描述神的头部和脸部。
He gave up trying to describe it and just fell on his face.
相反的，他俯伏在地。
Heard the voice of one speaking.
以西结书一章二十八节，我一看见就俯伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。
The climax, the pinnacle of this amazing revelation of God, the climax was in words.
上帝这个意象的和启示的高潮是用一个非常清楚和可理解的话来表达。
From then on, God spoke to him and he understood and would respond and pray.
在这之后，神对以西结清楚地说话。
We can have spectacular images and emotions and sense of God's presence, but it will reach its peak with intelligible words.
当我们进入神的同在，我们可以看见壮观的景象，甚至充满情感。但是神的话语和他启示的高潮是用可以清楚明白的话。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
约翰福音一章一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Jesus said, "Those who worship the Father will worship Him in spirit and in truth."
耶稣说，真实的敬拜就是以圣灵和真理来敬拜父神。
So in our public worship, our goal, is to encourage people to trust in God's word.
在公开的敬拜中，我们的目标是要建立基督的身体，然后用上帝的话彼此鼓励。
So with yourselves, since you are eager for manifestations of the Spirit, strive to excel in building up the church.
你们也是这样，你们既热切地渴慕属灵的恩赐，就应当追求多多得着造就教会的恩赐。
The whole context of what Paul is talking about here is the public worship.
这个十四章的上下文就是一个公开团体的敬拜。
At the end of chapter 12, he said, desire the greater gifts so you can build up the body.
十二章的结尾说，你们要切切求那更大的恩赐，你可以造就教会。
Then we get chapter 13, the love chapter.
然后我们进入第十三章，是爱的篇章。
And then he begins 14, pursue love, earnestly desire the spiritual gifts.
接着在这里讨论的是两个明显的恩赐，方言和先知讲道。
And then he talks here about tongues and prophecy.
他这里讲到的是方言和先知讲道。
It says, pray that you could prophesy to build up the church.
你要向神求得着先知讲道的恩赐来建造教会。
And if you do have public speaking in tongues, they need to be interpreted so people can understand and be built up.
如果你确实有方言的恩赐，你必须要有人把它翻出来。
Okay, so what is prophecy?
那什么是先知讲道呢？
Clearly, it's notjust preaching, because Paul says he wishes everybody would pray for prophecy.
先知讲道肯定不只是在讲台上的讲道，因为他希望每一个人都有先知讲道的恩赐。
So prophecy includes preaching, but it also includes teaching and counseling and instructing and any time you bring God's word to bear in a person's life.
当然先知讲道一定是包括在讲台上的宣讲，而且它也包括教导、教训、训练门徒、辅导智商等。任何的时候，你用上帝的话去影响、帮助别人的时候，就是在使用先知讲道的恩赐了。
Paul says, "Pray, ask the Father to give you the ability to bring God's word to bear to encourage people."
所以保罗说，你们要祷告，祈求上帝给你们这样的恩赐。
Now, I don't have the gift of administration.
我没有治理的恩赐。
George and Lisi very quickly figured this out.
Lisi 姐妹和 George 弟兄他们就可以很快的来做治理。
I don't have the gift of administration, but I still do some administering. I try to do it with excellence.
虽然我没有治理的恩赐，但我仍然还是在教会中做一些管理的工作。
I don't have the gift of giving, but I still try to give generously when I can.
虽然我没有施舍的恩赐，但是我还是尽可能的来给予奉献。
You may not necessarily have the gift of prophecy.
你可能不一定有先知讲道的恩赐。
But you can still strive to bring God's word into people's lives.
你仍然可以将上帝的话带到别人的生命当中。
I heard an old Scottish preacher named Alistair Begg explain how the Christian can do this.
我听到一个老苏格兰的老传道人这样说，你怎么样可以将上帝的话带给人？
Say tomorrow you're having lunch with some of your colleagues.
明天中午你可能会跟你同事一起吃午饭。
And one of them says, "Have you seen the news? Have you seen all the wars, all the fighting that's going on?"
他们会有一个人会问你说，哦，你有没有看昨天晚上的新闻啊？你没有看到这个世界动乱啊，战争啊？
The world is going absolutely mad.
整个世界都疯了。
I have no idea what's going on. Where is it all going to end up?
我不知道到底发生了什么，它会在哪里结束？
What are you going to say to them?
你要说什么呢？
You're going to say, "Well, I know what's going on. I can tell you exactly what's happening."I can tell you how it will end up, and furthermore, I know why it's going on.
你可以这么说，我知道这是怎么回事，而且我知道这世界会怎样的终结，而且我还知道为什么会是这样的。
And they say to you, "What, are you some kind of prophet?"
什么？你是先知吗？
You say, "Funny you should mention that. Yes, that's exactly what I am."
有趣的，你竟然提起来，我就是。
I want you to know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now, waiting eagerly for the redemption of the sons of God.
我想让你知道，被造的万物直到现在都一同在痛苦呻吟，热切地盼望等候神儿子的救赎。
What? Where did you get that?
什么？你从哪里听来的？
I got it from my Bible.
我是从我的圣经得知的。
There are many opportunities if you know, we are walking in the Spirit that we can season our speech with salt.
有很多的机会我们都可以在这世上做官做盐。
We can bring God's word to bear in someone's life.
我们可以把上帝的话带到某个人的生命当中。
If someone is depressed, tell them, "Hey, you know, Jesus said, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit.'" Theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
如果有的人很抑郁，告诉他们，耶稣说，心灵贫乏的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
That's the sort of thing a prophet will say.
这就是一个先知会说的。
In the Old Testament, the prophets had two major jobs.
在旧约，先知有两个主要的工作。
They would comfort those who were afflicted.
安慰那些受苦的人。
Then they would afflict those who were comfortable.
他们也会使那些搅动那些自己觉得很安逸的人。
Simply by reminding them and speaking God's word to them.
提醒他们，对他们说神的话。
If someone is feeling sad,
有的人觉得非常的伤心。
Tell them, "Hey, you know, Jesus said, 'Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.'"
告诉他们，耶稣说，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
If you say this sort of thing outside of church, if you say it in your office place, it has immense power.
如果你在教会以外，你在你的办公室里面对人说这样的话，这是带着神话语的能力。
In New Jersey, we took a group of our, I took just a few youth.Up to northern New Jersey to a very poor neighborhood.
在新泽西州的时候，我曾经带领几个青少年到新泽西的北边，去到一个非常贫穷的社区。
We worked with a mission there, and all these guys did was play basketball.
我们去到那里宣教，我们跟他们打篮球。
They played basketball for about 2 hours.
我们跟他们一起打篮球两个小时。
But after 1 hour, everybody stopped and they got out some water and some Oreo cookies.
一个小时之后，他们就不想打了，就开始喝水，然后吃一些点心。
They sat down and read a chapter from the book of Acts.
然后我们就坐下来，从《使徒行传》开始读。
And it was so powerful. All they did was read it. That's it. They read it, and then we kept playing basketball.
他们所做的就是读《使徒行传》，然后我们就继续打篮球。
When we have God's word outside of church, it has a special, a new kind of power.
当我们在教会之外，说神的话，神的话就有一个特别不一样的能力。
Perhaps your child is feeling awkward or left out because their friends are partying and drinking and having a lot of fun.
如果你的孩子感到被遗忘，和他们参加派对和喝酒的朋友格格不入。
Tell them, hey, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
告诉他们，耶稣说，内心清洁的人有福了，因为他们必看见神。
Teenagers, if you try quoting some of these in school, it might raise a lot of eyebrows. I'm telling you, it's powerful.
我告诉你，如果你在学校这样子对人说的话，是非常有能力的。
Who is this guy?
这人到底是谁啊？
I remember as a freshman walking on the campus at UT in Austin.
我记得我在大学一年级的时候，在 UT 的校园里走着。
And stapled to a tree, just a piece of paper stapled to a tree, it said, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.
就在树上有贴着这样的字条说，我是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人到父那里去。
And I mean, it grabbed me. Whoa, what is that?
这到底是什么呢？
I mean, I've been to church many times, but it's powerful. It grabbed me.
我去过教会很多次，但是这个话语的能力就紧紧地抓住我。
Perhaps someone is struggling with anger.
如果有人正在愤怒当中挣扎。
And bring God's word to bear. Say, be angry, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down in your anger. That's what the Bible says. Give no opportunity to the devil.
就告诉他们说，圣经这样说，生气却不要犯罪，含怒不可到日落，因为你不想给魔鬼撒旦留地步。
This is the sort of thing you can say if you're exercising prophecy.
这些事都是你可以说的，当你在使用先知讲道的恩赐。
Perhaps someone is feeling absolutely hopeless.
如果一个人感到他非常的绝望。
Hey, Jesus said, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, he said, you are of more value than many sparrows.
耶稣说，五只麻雀不是卖两个大钱吗？但在神的面前，一个也不被忘记。虽然甚至你们的头发都一一数过了。不要怕，你们比许多麻雀贵重的多呢。
Perhaps someone is just feeling really scared about the future.
如果有人害怕面对未来。
You quote Revelation 1:17 to them. Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one, Jesus said. I died, behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of death and Hades.
引述启示录1:17对他们说，不要怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是永活的，我曾经死过，看哪，现在又活着，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Perhaps you're at work and you hear someone take the Lord's name in vain.
如果你听到有人妄称耶和华的名，
What do you say to them?
那你要怎么说呢？
Did you mention Jesus? Did you say Jesus?
你是在说耶稣吗？
Maybe we want to put some fear into them. We'll just take out the fear not. Oops.
你就把不要怕拿掉，然后
Oops, I had it in there. Take out the fear not. Say, oh, Jesus, he's the guy who said, Hey, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and of Hades.
把不要怕拿掉，告诉他们说，耶稣就是那位说我是首先的，我是末后的，我是拿着阴间死亡和阴间的钥匙的那位，或许可以令他们中间的一些人肃然起敬。
We do this in church. Paul says to pray that you can encourage people with God's word.
我们在教会里面可以做这样的事情，我们可以用上帝的话来鼓励人。
We also do it outside of church.
我们同样在教会外面，我们也可以这样。
And then on Sunday mornings, we'll be able to worship with even greater passion, greater zeal.
在主日的清晨，我们可以用更新鲜的热情来敬拜上帝。
We are not here this morning for ourselves.
我们来到这里不只是为了我们自己。
We're here for the body.
我们来到这里是为了基督的身体。
Anytime that you're present, anytime you come and you ask questions or you struggle, or you say anything, or just being here is an encouragement to the whole body.
任何的时候你来到教会，你或者问问题，还有分享你内心的挣扎，任何方式的问候，都是对基督身体的一个建造。
So we want to regularly ask ourselves, has my attendance in church, has it encouraged my brothers and sisters?
让我们问自己一个问题，我今天来到教会，我是不是鼓励了教会的弟兄姐妹？
Have I encouraged them?Tomorrow, it's going to be good to stay on the narrow way.
如果我们鼓励了某些人，明天早晨他们能够更好的面对。
Paul says we do it with his word, and that will provide plenty of room for passion in our worship in his spirit.
保罗说，上帝的话可以给我们有更大的自由，来在激情里面敬拜我们的上帝。
That's the place for prophecy and tongues.
Sorry.
That's the place for prophecy and tongues.
这就是方言和先知讲道的恩赐在教会的用处。
We might actually end a little early today, but we're going to go into Sunday school.
我们今天结束的比较早一些，我们可以去主日学。
Let me pray for us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们谢谢你的话。
Lord, thank you for making these things clear to us about tongues and prophecy.
我们谢谢你把这方言和先知讲道的这个真理来告诉我们。
Lord, I pray that we would be a people who have a rich, private, secret devotional life with you.
我希望我们每一个人在私下里，我们都跟你有一个亲密的、有一个丰富的私人的关系。
Just as big, strong trees have a secret life of roots, Lord, that we would each have a secret life being rooted in you, of praying to you and meditating on your promises.
让我们就像一棵树一样，有一个密室的生活。我们的根能够我们的根能够向下扎根。主要让我们在私人的祷告当中，我们有祷告，跟你有亲密的关系。
That when we come together. In public worship, we would be able to really encourage one another.
当我们来到团体公开的敬拜中，我们能够彼此鼓励。
And Lord, we thank you so much for our gifted musicians and singers.
我们谢谢你给我们有这么有恩赐的音乐恩赐的弟兄姐妹。
And Lord, how we love to worship you with great passion.
我们多么喜悦，我们多么愿意用激情来敬拜你。
We pray that many visitors would come and just see and taste the beauty of worshiping you.
当有人在我们当中的时候，来我们教会加入我们的时候，他们可以看到敬拜是何等的美。
Lord, give us wisdom to press on according to your word, to keep fighting the good fight.
是的，让我们能够真的是能够继续打那美好的战。
Pray in Jesus' name and for His glory.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.